What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
It's Earth Day, everybody. Happy Earth Day. Hope you're being environmentally conscious and recycling and thinking of ways in which you can help the Earth become healthier. And in honor of that, today, Earth Day, I'm talking about one of my favorite Earth Day movies, Biodome. It's a Pauly Shore movie. I was a huge fan of Pauly Shore growing up. I did not have MTV necessarily, but his movies I was a huge fan of. This one came out in 96, so I was around 15, 16 years old when it came out. Before that, I mean, other movies that of his that I enjoyed, of course, Son-in-Law, In the Army Now, Encino Man is a classic. But Biodome is one of those movies because it kind of reminded me of where I grew up out in the Coachella Valley, where I am currently back. You know, just kind of desert landscape. These two kind of idiots try and trick their girlfriends out of going to clean up some kind of, you know, abandoned lot where there's a bunch of trash. So instead of doing that, they try to get out of it, and then they realize they made a mistake. Their girlfriends then trick them, and then on the way to go surprise them, they stop to take a piss inside of a mall. But instead of being a mall, it's a biodome, and it's a biodome that scientists have set up, environmental scientists have set up, where they're going to go inside of this dome for 1 year, starting on Earth Day, and they'll come out on Earth Day the following year. But guess what? Bud and Doyle get stuck in the biodome, and all hell breaks loose. The chaos theory of Bud and Doyle comes in contact with a perfectly sustainable situation. So very kind of relevant to politically and culturally where we're at right now. There's a lot of people that are kind of willfully ignorant. You know, they don't want to believe all of the science that's out there that the environment is changing and that we're a part of it, and it's not a good thing that it's changing, and we're going to have to deal with that down the road. And it's something that I remember being told when I was a kid in school, and it's something that has kind of grown, and it just seems like there's so many issues going on, that so many distractions, that people kind of just find the distraction that suits them best, that they feel like the most comfortable complaining about on Twitter, and then that's kind of their thing. Where, you know, if the environment kind of makes us all extinct, then all of our other issues are kind of null and void. But Biodome is a hilarious comedy. I enjoy it. Pauly Shore, his own brand of, you know, comedic actor. It's a perfect, like, teen comedy. I didn't smoke weed, but I would imagine it would have been even more relatable if I was, or if I hung out with stoners. But as far as the friendship aspect between Bud and Doyle, there were many things to relate to, especially, you know, I had basically just one friend growing up. There wasn't a lot of kids in my area. The school I went to wasn't the place I lived. I go to a school from a different town. So I had friends at school, but then when I was home, I had a different friend. Even though he did go to the same school, he was a year behind me, so we didn't really hang out. He had his friends, I had my friends. But then, anyway, so we were very kind of similar Bud and Doyle situation, minus the weed. But, you know, as teenagers, you're still kind of just stupid people. So there's a lot to relate to. Weed doesn't make you a stupid person. It just is attracted to stupid people. The soundtrack of Biodome, one of my favorite things. So many good songs on the soundtrack. I was into, still am, kind of the punk, pop punk kind of alternative music, which fits the movie also. I don't know. It's just one of those movies where I've seen it a million times. The soundtrack, Free Mahi Mahi. Free mahi-mahi, if you will. And then when they're in the biodome, how they fuck everything up, and then they try to make everything better, making a filter. He's trying to make a filter. Bud is trying to make a... Or Doyle? I can't remember which one's which. They have this game that they play together where they can guess what they ate by the smell of their farts. Just typical, really intelligent things that kids in their teen years would do. Now, I'm sure Pauly Shore was probably in his 30s at this time. It's probably one of the last comedies that he did before. Oh, Jury Duty is another one. Where it seems like interviews I've heard of Pauly Shore's that he overextended himself in that kind of niche of movies and never moved out of it. And that kind of killed his career, where he just kept doing these teen movies instead of moving on to basically growing with his audience, I would imagine would be the major kind of difference between that, where he kind of stayed within a certain age range of entertainment. And then the people coming into that age range knew nothing about him and did not care, where everybody that was a fan of his grew up and kind of moved on to other things where he didn't. But I don't know. It's just one of those movies that their girlfriends on the outside, I enjoyed them. You know, like you want to talk about some early kind of things that influenced what I found attractive in women, I guess. I don't know. Like, they, that kind of aesthetic, that kind of, I don't know. That was, I think it shaped me a little bit. The stepdad that was kind of the douchebag, kind of creepy, great. He was great in the movie. There's just so much good about this movie. The scientists, the Leakey, who I don't know if he's like a politician or a scientist. He's on the outside of the bubble. He's one of the investors. He's super angry at Bud and Doyle for ruining his experiment by getting locked in the biodome for a year and just ruining homeostasis. But there's some fun interactions with Bud and Doyle and him. It's just one of those classic movies that I highly recommend on this Earth Day for you to, one, not look away from the problems we have, but also kind of enjoy the fact that our society has become Bud and Doyle, and we've kind of ruined our Earth that we live on, and now we need to wake up as Bud and Doyle did and really understand the benefits of growing purple sticky punch and hemp, as it were, among other things that we need to do to help kind of get back to homeostasis on the planet, as it were. Right? Biodome is the movie we need in this time of crisis, because it's not going to turn people away from being too dark and depressing, like maybe An Inconvenient Truth or the sequel that I don't think anybody saw, because they saw the first one and you're like, well, it's going to be worse. It can't be better. So I don't need to see it. Like, it's just easier to bury your head instead of going to see something like, then go see Biodome. And then instead of thinking about the dome, think about us. Like, Bud and Doyle ruined the Biodome, right? That's a lot of, like, businesses ruining the environment. People that don't recycle, states that don't mandate recycling or even offer it, ruining the environment. Chemicals being dumped everywhere in every piece of water on the planet. It's just, we just don't care. We don't care as a collective. Not enough of us care. That's it. Biodome. Go watch it, man. It's Earth Day. Go smoke a joint. I know it's not 420 anymore. It's like 422. But it's going to be 420 twice on Earth Day. So you have the opportunity to celebrate. If you didn't get a chance to celebrate on 420, you could do it again on Earth Day. And smoking weed is very environmentally friendly. I don't know if you know this, but every time you light a joint, an angel gets its wings. And that's science, people. That's it for this episode. New episodes come out daily. Subscribe on IGTV and everywhere else podcasts are found. Binge the full week over at patreon.com/inspireddisorder. Inspireddisorder.com for all of my original artwork. Go buy some paintings now @RayTaylor for me on all social media. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!